The Hard Shoulder on Newstalk.
With Nissan Subscribe and Drive. No deposit, no compromise, no fuss. Find out more at nissan.ie.
You're very welcome back to The Hard Shoulder. Kieran Cuddihy with you until 7 o'clock. It is that time of the week when Tom Dunn joins us to talk about the week in music. So first up, we'll take a listen to this. To have you on, my dreamland would be like heaven to me. Sad news to start this week, Tom.
Yeah, sad news. Bunny Wailer, the last surviving member of the Wailers. The Wailers were a band with himself, Bob Marley and Peter Tosh. And to put them in perspective, they were also often regarded as the Beatles of reggae, is the way you would refer to them. The most influential Jamaican group ever. He was kind of the quiet one of the group for a long time. And he left it in kind of early days. But although he probably wasn't the most feted or respected, he'd be seen as its spiritual ambassador. He was really kind of, there was something to him, some spiritual dimension to him. He was a school friend of Bob Marley. He grew up with Bob Marley. And I have to say, this is a very complicated family world that they live in, because his dad had another girl with Bob's mum. So Bob and he had a half sister together. And then Peter Tosh gets involved in that story as well. But I won't go there. OK, it's too complicated. So they formed a harmony group in the early 60s, probably Beatles inspired. And they were very big in Jamaica, but that wouldn't butter parsnip, as a friend of ours used to say. So their big break came in the early 70s. They were signed by Chris Blackwell, who formed the Island Record Group, who eventually would sign U2 and other bands like that. And they were instantly successful with him. 1973, Catch a Fire was the big album, Stir It Up. But an amazing, legendary performance on the Old Grey Whistle Test. But he didn't like flying, and he also didn't like the way it was really becoming the Bob Marley band. So he left the band very early days, I think around 1974. And he did some solo work after that. Blackheart Man was the big album, which a lot of people think was the greatest reggae album ever recorded. And then after that, he did a deal with Island Records. He got some money back from them. He bought a plot of land and he spent the rest of his life growing corn, smoking, obviously, the herbal cigarettes and being at one with nature. The herbal cigarettes thing is odd because he actually was sent to prison in 1967 for cannabis possession. And you would think in that music industry and in that country, you're hard to believe that you'd get 18 months in prison for that. And when he was in prison, he was supplied with cannabis by the wardens. So, I mean, what kind of world was that?
Bonkers. Sounds like a nice retirement, though, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. You know, I think people would visit him and he was seen as a kind of, you know, spiritual leader and, you know, what shall we smoke today? Oh, bunny wise one.
All right.
That kind of stuff, yeah.
Talking of spiritual leaders, Van Morrison is releasing a new album and the track titles have come out. What do you make of them?
I don't know what to say. It's his 42nd album and it's called Latest Record Project. And that is, you know, the way, if you want to be very dismissive of what writers do, you call them content providers. You know, you're just a content provider. That's all you are. So he's kind of seeing himself in that role. And this, the content of this is his latest record project. That's what it's called. And the single is called that. And other tracks are Psychoanalyst's Ball, No Good Deed Goes Unpunished, Stop Bitching, Do Something, They Own the Media, and Why Are You on Facebook?
Yeah, they're just bonkers names.
It's, you know, some people make a case that, you know, at some point people should be made step away from being, you know, releasing albums publicly. Because when you look back on, you know, albums like Into the World, tracks like Into the Mystic and Astral Weeks and stuff, there was a certain credit given to him that he was working on a higher plane. He was seeing things the rest of us couldn't see. And when you, with stuff like this, you really wonder, was he just chancing it, you know? And we were reading stuff into it that really wasn't there. So, you know, he can damage his back catalogue.
Yeah, because he has come in for a bit of fire, like in the last year, you know, with some of his anti-lockdown stuff, you know, verging on kind of really kind of lunacy, some of the things he's claiming. And when you read this track listing, I'm sorry, it kind of feeds into all of that, doesn't it?
Yeah, afraid so. And, you know, he's also been trying to take a case against the Northern Ireland government to you know, stop them banning gigs. He's been challenging that for a long time. So he's part of an elite group of people. I won't mention the others, but one person on the outer fringe of that has made contact with me. And from an interview that I did once with a man who was pro-Trump, and I didn't give him a hard time because I wanted to hear what he had said. He interpreted that as me being very open to ideas, and he's been in touch with me ever since.
Very good, yeah, Tom.
Yeah, it's good.
You should get involved. Our mole in the camp. You could report back every week.
I like it. I like the sound of it.
Lizard, let's move on. I think it's time to move on, and that's got as much attention as it needs. Let's talk about your album of the week. We'll take a listen first.
I'm sitting on the balcony reading Flannery O'Connor with a pencil and a pen.
Yeah, that is Carnage by Nick Cave and Warren Ellis. Tell us about it, Tom.
Warren Ellis is a member of the Bad Seeds with Nick Cave. They're long-term collaborators, obviously, and they very often get together to do film soundtracks, and this has a film soundtrack quality to it. But it's original songs, and it's very, very beautiful. What I find interesting around Nick Cave is that he's a man who's easier to write about than listen to. So, you know, people who write articles, you know, the people who go for long form articles in particular, are able to wax lyrical about this and read all sorts of meaning into every slight word that he issues forth and go on and on and on and on and on about it. So if you're looking for something that's the opposite to kind of lightweight, throwaway, confectionery pop, well, here's your man. No question about it. I do like Nick Cave. I think it's very beautiful. I can't read the very long articles. I just like to enjoy the music and leave it at that. It's beautifully haunting. It's very fragile. And as you read into people's music, I certainly read a lot into, you know, his son died tragically a few years back. I see references to that left, right and centre. Whether I'm imagining them or reading too much into it, I don't really know. But it's a very beautiful thing. It's not Knees Up Mother Brown, but it's maybe if you want to get away from that kind of thing, it's your man.
All right. Listen to the music. Park the articles for now is the advice. Your gig of the week we'll talk about now. Let's take a listen.
Is it all right? Don't want to sing tonight. I know you are tired of seeing tears in my eyes. But other good reasons.
Yeah, Parking Lot by Weather Station. What are they doing this week, Tom?
They're doing a stream tonight, and it's being presented through Foggy Notions. And Foggy Notions is the name that Leagues O'Toole, who used to present No Disco many, many years ago, and is one of the people with, I would say, the coolest music taste in the known universe. He just communes with all of the great music. He wrote an amazing book about Planxty years back, which it's out of print now, but if there's any publishers listening, it is a brilliant read. It should be republished. So sitting on his hands at the moment, he works for Aiken these days and books gigs for them. So sitting on his hands a little bit with the lockdown that we have. So he's somehow involved in this live stream with what is probably so far for me the best album of the year, hands down. So to see her performing tracks from that album, and it's a pay-in gig, so she'll get some money out of it, which is great. But I think when the whole year is finished, and we're talking 10 months from now, Weather Station is probably going to be one of the best albums of the year. So an opportunity to see a live stream.
Wow.
Excellent.
Anything else we should be looking out for this week?
Yeah. Other Voices comes back tonight as well on RTE. It, you know, it's grown into its reputation as just one of the best music shows in the world, and rightly so. And particularly at the moment with lockdown, it's going to be so important. People like Hozier, Fontaines DC, Elbow, the Pillow Queens, and Niamh Regan all performing over the coming weeks. I think tonight it's Hozier, Pillow Queens, and Niamh Regan. So a chance to tune in and see people performing music, that most rare of all things.
All right, plenty of options tonight. What's your tip of the week before I let you go?
I have to point out the fact that we have suddenly moved into a parallel universe.
Right.
Last week, Mogwai, who'd be one of the, you know, indie rock stalwarts, 25 years together, never went into music to make money or have number one albums, had a number one album. Their album went in number one in the UK charts, leaving them speechless and stunned. But it's only beginning. It looks like at the pre-weeks at the moment that Maximo Park, another indie band from Sunderland, could be about to knock them off the number one slot. So it'll be two in a row. And next week, another indie band, Arab Strap, look like they're going to do the same thing. So 3 weeks in a row, there's going to be really cool indie bands at the top of the albums charts. And I think we've just gone into a parallel universe.
Welcome.
I can't believe it's happening.
Welcome to the revolution, Tom. Listen, we'll talk to you again the same time next week. Tom Lund there with all of your choices for the week in music. Stay with us here on The Hard Shoulder. We'll get the latest news headlines now. Here's Eamon.